welcome to the Catholic News Update for Wednesday, the 30th of November. The November ordination of a new Chinese bishop has approval from the Vatican, though there are concerns about how the ceremony might be publicized and who will participate. Vatican spokesman Father Fidicio Lombardi confirmed on November the 29th that Father Peter Liu Zugang was a candidate approved by the Holy See to be consecrated as an auxiliary bishop for the Diocese of Yibin. Father Lombardi said that he hopes that if the ordination takes place, the norms of the Catholic Church will be respected, namely that the faithful are informed about the approval of the candidate by the Holy See, and that no illegitimate bishop participates in the liturgical ceremony. Under those conditions, Father Lombardi said the event would be an encouragement for the Catholic community in China. However, the country has made several provocative moves in relation to the Church over the past 12 months, including a series of unapproved bishop ordinations that began in November 2010, and the reported coercion of clerics to force their participation in state functions. China's state-administered Catholic Patriotics Association includes a large number of bishops accepted as legitimate by the Holy See, but the Vatican informed them in July 2011 that they would face excommunication if they willingly helped to ordain other bishops not approved by Rome. The Speaker of Australia's House of Representatives may be forced to choose between his political career and the Catholic priesthood. In addition to his parliamentary duties, Peter Slipper is an Anglican priest and Chancellor of the Traditional Anglican Communion. Like many members of that group, he has indicated his wholehearted support for the Traditional Anglican Communion efforts to enter into the Catholic Church. When an Anglican ordinate is established in Australia, Slipper will seem an obvious candidate for membership. However, since the Code of Canon Law prohibits Catholic priests from serving in political office, Slipper may be required to enter the church as a layman or to abandon his political career. Anglican priests who enter the Catholic Church through the ordinance may seek ordination to the Catholic priesthood, even if they are married. Each such case is evaluated individually. Bernard Follet, Superior of the Society of St. Pius X, has stated that his group will not accept the current doctrinal preamble given to them if there is no changes to it. It was originally given to them by Cardinal Levada on October the 7th. Superior Follet said they will give a response to this document to show their doctrinal positions that are indispensable. If the Vatican accepts this, the group will return in full to the Catholic Church. The doctrinal preamble is a confidential document that sets out different doctrinal principles and criteria for the interpretation of Catholic doctrine that Lefebvreans must accept in order to be fully accepted into the Catholic Church. Benedict XVI received some 10,000 young people participating in the project Nature in School, promoted by the Foundation to Help the Environment, known as Sorella Natura, or the Sisters of Nature. Benedict XVI said, "I want to say that I appreciate your decision to be guardians of creation, and you can count on my support." Cardinal Rodriguez Maradiaga gave him a reproduction of the Codex 338, which are autobiographical writings by St. Francis of Assisi, and the first draft of the Canticle of Creatures. The Foundation Sisters of Nature is closely related to the Franciscan spirituality. The Pope wanted a meeting with them on November the 29th because it marks the anniversary of the proclamation of St. Francis of Assisi as a patron of ecologists and the day of care for creation. Benedict XVI recalled that respect for nature is also respect for human beings and helps to discover the deepest identity of the person. The Italian Foundation Sisters of Nature promotes awareness of environmental protection based on the respect for life. And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. This is Natalie Ambrose reporting for Jason Rushton. God bless.